From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Thousands of illegal immigrants caught sneaking into the U.S. are getting a free plane ride home, courtesy of the U.S. Border Patrol. Under a program launched this summer, Mexicans caught illegally entering the U.S. won't just be dropped on the other side of the border. They'll be deported back to their homes in the country's interior. Immigration officials say this will make it harder for them to try another illegal crossing and will save lives. NPR's Carrie Kahn went along with some of those being sent home. She has this report.
Roberto Ramirez Ramos paces around a makeshift detention area in the parking lot of the Tucson Border Patrol station. Two large generators blast cool air into the fenced area. Outside the covered pen, the temperature tops 115 degrees. Ramirez says he's sick of sitting. That's all he's done for 26 hours, ever since he was picked up walking alone in the desert.
It was really difficult. Along the way, I got cramps down my legs from all the walking, and I started falling behind the group. The guide I was with just left me in the desert. It was the middle of the night. I thought to myself, what am I going to do here all alone? I just kept walking towards some lights far off in the distance. I figured I must have walked alone for about 2 or 3 hours.
Ramirez made it to a rancher's house who called the Border Patrol. When a Tucson agent offered him a free flight home, Ramirez didn't hesitate to accept.
González Cuellar Zoilo.
Neither did 76 other immigrants. As their names are called, each one climbs onto a bus bound for the airport. Since the deportation program began in July, more than 7,000 Mexicans have been flown home on two daily chartered flights. When the bus reaches the tarmac, several people need help getting up the steps to the plane. One man has a broken leg, another hops along, his foot bandaged because of a nearly fatal scorpion bite. One woman is so weak she's carried aboard. It often takes several attempts before a person gets across the border successfully, but each trek into the desert takes a physical toll on the body. People are robbed, others watch precious savings drain away as they bide their time in dusty border towns, and each setback leaves the migrants more desperate to make it across, where they're sure to find work. Border Patrol Commissioner Robert Bonner says before the flights began, those caught crossing would just be dropped on the other side of the Arizona border.
And right back into the arms of the smugglers, who did what? They pointed them back into that desert to try again until, unfortunately, too many of them succumbed and have died. So that breaks the cycle, and they're not put back into the arms of their smugglers, and they're not put right back onto the starting line.
Oxygen masks will appear within your reach.
As the plane lifts off the runways, the immigrants settle into their seats, escaping into the in-flight movie Shrek 2. This is the first time many of them have ever been on a plane. Roberto Ramirez has flown many times before, though. He doesn't fit the common profile of a lot of immigrants. He says he's not as poor as most of the people around him, but that he feels just as desperate. He says his salary as a delivery man wasn't enough for his family to get ahead, and when his cousin in North Carolina found him a guaranteed job at $150 a day, Ramirez couldn't say no. The cousin even lined up the smuggler. But after his ordeal, he says he's just glad to be going home. At the Mexico City airport, the immigrants are whisked through customs and handed bus tickets for the rest of their journeys. Most will spend several more hours traveling south to their homes in Oaxaca and Chiapas. Ramirez lives just outside Mexico City. A Mexican immigration official gives him a ride right to his house in the suburb of Atizapán. As he walks through the gate, his wife Grace buries her face in his neck and sobs. His two teenage children grab their dad as well, embracing as they make their way inside, in their first peaceful night's sleep in a week. The next morning, more composed and rested, Grace Ramirez heads to the curb at the sound of the garbage man's bell, and a return to the comforting routine of her life.
I kept thinking I was never going to see him again, and that was the scariest thing.
She says the week apart was the longest they'd ever been separated in their 21 years together. They'd been forbidden to marry by Grace's family, who are Orthodox Jews. So the couple eloped, and relations with her family have been strained ever since.
We've been through a lot together. We've struggled. But we'll get through this together. That's the most important thing.
Roberto Ramirez also looks more relaxed. He says the last 4 years have been difficult for his family, and he's not sure what he's going to do now.
Nos consideramos un nivel medio. Medio alto.
We used to consider ourselves as the upper middle class. We had two cars. We went to Acapulco for vacations. We weren't that bad off. But all of a sudden, things seemed to take a turn for the worse.
Ramirez still must repay the money his cousin lent him to make the trip. He has no job, and he's still limping from his trek through the desert.
So we're back where we started from, and we'll just keep fighting from here.
The one thing he says he won't do is make the trip illegally again. But many of the migrants interviewed on the plane say they will try again. Of the 7,000 people flown home since mid-July, nearly 300 have been caught trying to return. And the flights will continue through September. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.